views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Going to be working with the angel messages today, the angel guidance for the upcoming month of July for 2015. I'm doing it a couple of weeks early because I'm going to be a bit busy in the next couple of weeks, but I wanted to make sure you had it before July came in. And I love doing these monthly ones. I'm learning just as much as you are every time I do it. So I can't wait to get to it again for the coming up month. But it's phenomenal. It's not like fortune telling. It's more, okay, here's the energy. Here's some gentle guidance to help you with your choices and to ease into it. Because when you feel like, okay, well, that's why I feel this way, or that's why, you know, you don't feel so isolated and you don't feel so beat down in life. You actually feel empowered to ride or coast through something challenging, or to help you make better decisions and focus with intention. So this is what this one's about. It's all about the July energy, and the angels have come through. They're very busy with me right now. I just feel like my house is full of them right now, and I'm not complaining. I absolutely love it. When things are coming my way that used to upset me back in the day, it's just not. I always feel that support. So it is an interesting time right now. We have a lot going on, and there's a lot of mirror reflecting. And I spoke about that in the last show, I believe, or in the last couple of weeks, about the reflections, you know, coming through. There's going to be a lot of reflecting energy. So you're going to see your world start to truly be what you've been hearing about in metaphysics conversations, in metaphysic approach, spiritual approach. Everything's about the energy, and that's what I'm all about, and that's what the show's about. But if you are feeling like there's a lot of things reflecting back, or your reality, your life is not quite the way you see, you're going to really start to see clearly, wait, I'm manifesting this. This is mirroring back to me what I've been living and thinking, believing, and holding on to. And it's going to become more defined and much more clear to see, oh, wait a minute, I don't think I'm caring for that in the mirror. So let me change this up a little bit. Let me switch out. You will find that, oh my goodness, I need to change what I'm manifesting here. And that's going to really come through a lot. I mean, it's just going to continue. Raphael, Archangel Raphael, is the one that comes through for July. And I thought that was just, it's just really been such a joy for me to see how this unfolds. Because the last few months it was, okay, we have the retrograde to reflect what we need to work on. Then we have, okay, what are we mirroring back with, you know, that Neptune thing going on till I believe it was September or November. Now I don't remember. I don't have that right in front of me, but that's astrology. You can look that up. And now we have Raphael coming in to show us and bring guidance for the healing. And that it's perfect. So July is a healing month, okay? You've been probably seeing some things you don't care for. you feel like, when will this ever change? This is when you start bringing that intention that you will change it. You claim happiness. You just say, I am going to claim happiness for my life. I am going to claim a positive turnaround. I am going to claim that I can heal from this no matter what, because there is always that possibility. We have to choose it. So Raphael is coming through, and he's saying, one of the first things he's saying is, it's very, very important right now that you focus on those thoughts being positive. If you find that you're not being positive with your thoughts, ask him to help you out. Ask for that lift. Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel, actually is a great one to help you. If you feel like you're not being very positive with your thoughts, ask Jophiel to help you with that. But Raphael says it's very important right now. It's essential right now for your positive thinking to really be the majority of your days. So if you're more pessimistic, you might find that challenging. But guess what? It's not impossible, because the more you just go, okay, I'm going to change this, I'm going to find something positive to think about, you're going to see your reality start to shift quite quickly. That's what they're saying to me. And I've tested this out. Yes, me, the metaphysics, I test everything out. It's kind of like there's a side of me on the left brain that's analytical. And if I wasn't doing what I do, I'd probably be scientific, because it's like, let's try this out. Let's see what happens. It does work. It does work for me. It does work. And some things are more challenging to apply yourself to, but you can do it. So I say, go for it. Find something to shift. And we've had those last few months to find out what that is. Don't fret if you still don't know. Ask for clarity. Just ask for some clarity on what you should be working on to heal and release. Not about what somebody did to you. Not about what everybody else or what's going on out there. What about you inside? It's a very important time for us to turn inward. And so you're going to hear me saying that a lot, because that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm doing as well. And that's where I'm seeing mountains move for myself personally. So I share that with you as my own personal experience, but also people that I've worked with or people that are applying this, they're saying the same thing. They're saying, you know, it didn't really go anywhere until I went inside and I just went and faced all that. That's what Raphael's saying too. He's saying it's time to get those thoughts positive. Watch out for the obsessive negative thoughts, because that's really going to conjure up the fear of what you're worried about that hasn't even happened yet or may not happen. And so positive thinking truly brings in the energy to manifest a different reality. So if we're reflecting, and if you find that you have been having some eewee-jeewees about a few things, go, okay, I really didn't like that so much. I mean, I've even had it happen. And to him, like, whoa, what was that? And it's all to show you and clarify, okay, here's the spot you may not be seeing. That reflective energy, that mirroring, that, you know, the things that have been reflecting and popping back up for us that we really wish wouldn't, they're helping you see the blind spots that you need to heal. And here is Raphael coming in to help you with that. So this is an energetic shift, and you're choosing to shift that. Now, if you want to call in, have questions, you know, want a little bit of intuition on what's going on with your energy and some help with the angel readings, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in. But we are talking about and focusing on the July energy. Now, it's only June 18 while we're doing this show, but that's in a couple of weeks, but that's going to give you some time to kind of gear up for that, right? Because right now you're in that reflective, so this is perfect timing, really. I thought it was going to be a bit early for the show, but not so much after I started seeing why do this on this week, because now you have opportunity to see what is reflecting back while that energy's there, and then you'll know what you want to ask Raphael to help you with. And to take that proactive, action. A lot of people are just standing still. They might read everything out there. They might listen to every show out there. You might just be listening to this one or a whole lot of them. But are you repeatedly asking the same question over again? Are you taking an action? I'm challenging you on that because I really want to see you move through whatever's been holding you back, because I believe you can. So when we come back, we have a caller in the queue, and I will bring that caller on when we come back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and our topic today is the angel guidance for July of 2015. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And our topic today is angel guidance for the upcoming month of July 2015. This is a great timing because we've been talking about that reflective energy and that what we're manifesting. And he's bringing in Archangel Raphael is the angel for this month coming up in July to help us with healing this. And you don't have to wait till July. You can start immediately. Just know that. I mean, all you've got to do is ask. And we do have a caller, Brian. Let's bring on our caller. It looks like Julia.
Yes, indeedy. Julia from Florida. You're on the air with Jen Royster.
Hi.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is your question?
I'm in the process of divorce, and this is the ninth month, and I'd like to know when it's going to finalize.
Finalize. Okay. I see a few more months lingering. There's some webs to untangle, I assume. Does that make sense?
I don't know what's causing it to be delayed this long. It's
okay.
To me,
yeah.
It's ridiculous that it's taken this long. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't have children. Now, we're not.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm asking Raphael because we're thinking, okay, how do we shift this reality we're in? And that's exactly what you want to do. You're like, this reality feels like it's stuck and we want to move to a different reality. So definitely, I see a couple of months of, I don't know, it just seems like there's just some heels dug in, just trying to drag out here. What we want to do is everybody involved, and this is coming from Raphael because I'm asking, I was taking a moment to just focus on that. And what I'm picking up, and also Michael's coming in with him, Archangel Michael comes in with him because he is that protector and that he can cut the toxic energy and the cords of anything that's causing some blocks. So definitely Michael will be helpful in this. What I'm seeing and feeling is that and this will be where you'll have to take a deep breath if you feel frustrated or angry. Okay. So bear with me, but to shift this reality, we want to obviously see it differently. And the way we do that is everybody involved, you, the lawyers, the courts, the ex-spouse, go ahead and say it that way. And we're seeing them as, okay, they're ready to move forward too. Like everybody, it's putting positive energy into all of the areas of the entire situation. Because if you feel a lot of this like holding and constraint back, we have to send out energy that cuts the chains and the ties. Now, Michael can help you with that. And then Raphael says, bring your heart to a place where you can calm the frustration inside. And I'm also feeling, oh my goodness, this is just popping in too. Bear with me. Doing a detox for yourself because energy, toxic energy can kind of linger within our body physically. And I'm feeling for you, if you were to do a week or two of detoxing just to get the intensity and it'll raise your frequency, it helps to shift what's reflecting back to you. So I see a few months. I keep saying a few because I see 3 to 4 months of when you ask me, when do you think it's going to resolve? I see a few months. However, when I say that, and that feels like, oh, not 3 or 4 more months. I get that. But what I do want to say to you is even when I get something like that with my own, I have to wait 3 or 4 months. You don't have to wait to start working on that. And believe it or not, when we start to change our intention on that, instead of going, oh, I don't want to wait that long, you start putting that energy out. Now it could bring it closer to within a month or two, you see? So that is what I've gotten for that situation. Because those are tricky situations, but it feels like a lot of block or lower energy needs to be released or untied to everybody involved in this. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You're like, well, you did
that. I've done the Ho'oponopono. I've done lighting candles, making lists, thanking him, forgiving him, forgiving me. I mean, I feel like I've been doing.
Yes, I know. And you have. You have. And no, don't stop doing that. This is a test on, you know, serious faith when you don't see it. And trust me, I know, been there, done that with a lot of things. So I'm feeling for you. I get that. But also shift that. It's sending love to, you know, negative areas in this. It's sending love to what feels like is holding you back, because that lights up and clears out the toxicity. Another angel that's coming in for you, not just Raphael, is Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. And he is the angel of balancing scales and justice in legal matters. And he can help you a lot, like help the harmony and a resolution and an answer. So I would, if this were me, I would say thank you for helping me to resolve this immediately, where everyone can move in separate directions in a positive way. So as soon as I do things like that, I see movement. So I hope that that helps you, Julia. And I do hope it's sooner than later. I hope it's not 3 or 4 months either for you. But that's what I'm seeing right now with the energy that's current. So what the information is that I gave you was how to speed that up and bring that in sooner. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Don't, yeah.
Anything to move along.
Exactly. So don't stop. Don't stop what you're doing. It's more, let's tweak it and send it in a couple of other ways, and definitely bring Michael in daily to start cutting some ties. So start cutting cords that seem to be holding back. It's almost like that's the way it would make me feel. It feels like it's got me tied down to something that can't move forward. And that would definitely make it a shift. But anything that you do to raise your own frequency, like the detoxing, and that is going to, here's what people don't realize. When you do a physical detox, it will also release, and you will start to feel emotional detoxing coming up too. And the emotional detoxing is usually something people aren't expecting. Now, obviously, there may be something with that if you're going through a divorce, right? There's going to be some emotional detoxing to do. So I just want to tell you and give you a heads up on that. So when you find that you may go through a pattern of, you know, all over, just know that that's the storm passing through and leaving, okay? And don't hesitate to ask for some assistance or help from anybody you trust and anybody you're close to and is a good friend or family, or calling in here. So I feel like you trusted that. So thank you. And I feel honored to help you in that. But just know that that's an important part of it for this to move forward.
Okay.
Okay. So that I just gave you a lot. No, I gave him a lot of information. So with that note, I hope and wish that that's going to move forward for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and many blessings. I'm sending you a big burst of good vibes to help get you going and motivated. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. Wow. Good question. Whoa. And a lot of information came through with that one. So, if your situation is not literally that exact same thing, maybe it's slightly different, or maybe it's, it's similar where you just feel like it's not moving, you can apply that same advice, because that was quite a bit that you could do and shift up. I know that I'm motivated when I start busting it up. And I always visualize this when I feel like that. I feel like I see a wheelbarrow. It's full. It's full of all the stuff that you're cleaning up out of the yard, and it gets really heavy. And it's just this load that you can hardly move. And I say, okay, if I can't move with this load, I got to get rid of this load. And this is a visualization, guys, okay? So it's kind of like a dream where you can just do anything, but it makes me smile, it lifts my energy, and I can find a way to move forward. And I will just dump it. you know, like throw the apple cart up in the air. I literally just throw it all out of there. And then guess what? It's light as a cart. So it was like, okay, I don't need to be carrying around this load. And what that load represents to me is what I won't release or let go of, or an issue, an emotion. Maybe there's a forgiveness somewhere. Maybe it's just a little bit of all of it. Maybe I just need to look at something more positive. And so I give you that as a visualization method that could help you, because it's fun to dump it, you know, if we don't have to pick it back up, right? You know, think of it that way. It's like, hey, I'm going to dump this, but I don't have to pick it back up. And I love that analogy. It's a little bit different from putting a suitcase down or something, but it works. It works. Have fun and play like a child in those visualizations. They're very, very powerful for shifting and busting up energy that's holding you back. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going on, powering on with the angel guidance for July of 2015. Archangel Raphael has a lot he wants to share with you to help you in that month. So stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Oh, and we are back. Nice one, Brian. Nice one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's just soothing. That was so soothing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and our topic today is angel guidance for July of 2015, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Now, Archangel Raphael is the angel that has really come in the strongest for this month. It comes in with other angels too, but he is basically the one leading this one for that month. And it was all about the positive thinking and what we've been reflecting. Look at your world, look at your life. What is it that you like? What is it that you don't like? And it's time to shift that. Now, he's also bringing up, you know, all that negative thought, the obsessive, or just focusing on what's wrong is what's going to keep reflecting back to you. Okay. And that's what he's saying. You gotta change it up. You gotta see it as resolved. You gotta see it in a positive way. Like, this is resolved. It's done. And the thing is, we might be feeling like we're trapped and there's only one way for it to be resolved. That is not the case. When we allow spirit and the guidance of the universe to work out the details for us, and we just completely go, I know this is going to be resolved. I know this is going to work out. You're casting your net wide and allowing the universe to find a unique, creative way to work things out for you. Doesn't always have to be the same way it always does for everybody else, or what you always see. Oh, it has to work out this way. You might find that's going to be, oh, I would have never thought it would have worked out that way. Wow. Wow. You know? So don't be surprised if it works out, but no way like you ever thought it would. That's the best way to approach something like that, really, to get it moving too. That can really move what feels like cinder blocks, because if we're trying to wait for it to be a certain way, we're kind of holding ourselves back. Now, another thing that Raphael brought up was about guilt and regret. Very important energies we need to talk about for just a moment. Guilt and regret are very low frequency energies that are like a cinder block themselves. They're heavy, they're dense. And guilt isn't going to do you any good at this point where we are in the movement forward, in the transformative time. Guilt is, it's like wasted energy. It's really wasted energy. It's like empty energy. It's just, you know, if you're putting a lot of energy into feeling guilty about something, it's just not working. It's time to forgive yourself and release it. If you are truly wanting to improve your life and move forward, you have to let go of all of that. You have to. You have to for everybody involved, because guilt is just another anchor keeping you from moving forward. Now, doesn't mean, you know, go out and commit criminal acts. I always feel like I have to discern that, because we have these loopholers out there that just think that's what it means. No, it doesn't. It does not mean that. It means you are truly having a change of heart and you are a better person and you want to be a soul that's growing. And so you have to put that down to move forward, because you are truly changing your heart, your intention. That's what I'm talking about. Now, regret is more like, you know, I wish I had done it, you know, all that's not going to do you any good either. That's another wasted energy. So instead of focusing on all the guilt, regret of what you should have, could have, would have done, Those should words have guilt written all over it. You can feel the energy of should. Oh, I should, I should, I should have. When you use that word, what are you feeling? Think about it. Take that out of your vocabulary. Focus on, this is the way I am now. Not the way I was. You're not going back there. You've got to get out of the past. You got to get out of the past. You're stuck in the past if you're caught in the guilt and regret. It's not going to do you any good. Everybody has something like that. That's why we came here, to go through all the challenges and the different things. This is a hard place to be. It is. It's a tough school down here on Earth, but that's one of the key factors. Now, if you have that wheelbarrow that I was talking about in the other segment, and you dump it, you're dumping all that guilt and regret. Are you going to bend over and pick it all back up and put it in the wheelbarrow? No. You're going to leave it. You're going to leave it for the universe to take care of and tend to, because you've released it. You're releasing everybody else involved that could have been a part of that. And everybody gets to be freed, and everybody gets to move in a positive way. You move positively and they do too. And that's what you want. You don't want it to be that you don't put it down because you don't want them to be happy. You have some issues to work out if that's where you are. So, yeah, because forgiveness means across the board. If we're all connected, then when we forgive ourselves, we're forgiving and releasing everybody else involved. So that's the thing on the guilt and regret. That is just not going to help you right now. It's going to slow you down. It will be a roadblock. Bottom line, it's a roadblock. He's being very direct. He's a very gentle angel. When Raphael comes in, he always feels so gentle to me, but he's being a bit direct with that. And I need to give it to you that way, because he's saying this needs to be pressed and really make a point of saying this. So I've done that. Okay. Now, instead of wasting all that energy on those guilt and regret issues, we're going to turn the attention. Now, we shift our intention to the amazing possibilities of the future. That's where you need to be. Now, he has a lot of things he wants to say about the possibilities of the future. And this one really intrigued me. I'm like, well, where are you going with that? And he said, I said, what's holding people back from all those possibilities? And he said, you know, habits. You have a habit of staying stuck or not making a decision because you don't know it. He said, our habits, our routines, our autopilot needs a tweak. I was like, okay. And you know, he was just saying it, and I'm thinking, all right. So I started applying to myself every time I had a reaction to something and it didn't feel, you know, like the happiest thing I love, you know, I went, wait a minute, there's one of those spots. So I started slowing down, and I had to slow down to be able to move forward. I felt like I was pushing, and I started to just shift how I responded to something, or if I didn't feel the reaction or the emotion that I really wanted, I just stopped right there and I went, okay, why are you feeling this emotion? Why does it feel like this? Why are you concerned? And I went, you know what? There's one of them right there, and I need to work with that. So here we go. He's saying you've got to look at the possibilities. You've got to look at where you're stuck in a rut and an automatic response to something, and where are you unaware? That's what you're asking for help with. You're asking, where am I unaware, you know, about what I'm doing here? Why don't I see and believe that I have happier choices? Are you saying to yourself, I don't have any options? Are you claiming I don't have any options? You need to change that whole sentence right now. I have plenty of options, and ask to see them. Ask for that clarity. Ask for, can you show me or bring me some sort of reflection and see what I do have in possibilities? There's a lot of things coming up for the future, and we have creativity is going to be a major, major factor. You're going to be wanting to work with a creative solution, choosing a different door than maybe what you would have always chosen before. Yeah. And you're going to be a little nervous, you know, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, You're going to be nervous. You're not going to be sure. You're going to feel young again because you have no idea if this is going to work or not. But you just know you want to try it. You're so curious about what's behind that option. Use your logic, check it out, investigate it. And it's time to explore and learn. You're going to feel like you don't know how to do anything. Hey, you know what? I feel like that too. It's like, wow, it's like starting all over and relearning everything. But we are, because we're learning how to live in a higher frequency world. The fifth dimension is not going to be anything like third dimension. And we're being trained right now. We're being taught. We're being schooled on, okay, this is going to take you there, but this won't. This, not that, you know, one of those. And negative energy isn't going to get you there. It's going to keep you anchored down to where you don't want to be. So my intention is to help you discover that. And Raphael's really coming through. In the last segment coming up, we're going to finish that up with creativity and what we can do with that. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to keep powering on with angel guidance for July of 2015. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
We've already said
I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you, it's dangerous, stop, you'll get hurt. Plunge in, leap, taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back for the last segment. Boy, that we've been flying through this one today, and there's just so much information filling in the room here that I'm in. We are talking about angel guidance for July of 2015. I'm Dr. Jen, if you're just tuning in to the Jen Royster Show. Now, all throughout, if you've missed the first sections of this show, please go grab our archive, you know, when it's available. It'll be available soon. And, you know, in this last segment, Archangel Raphael wants to make sure he points out creativity and self-expression. It's very important. We're in a major, this transformation movement of humanity and ascending to a higher frequency, a new way of life, this higher dimension and just more positive, really, just what we've been all wanting, you know, growing through a soul's growth through this is a migration. And, you know, throughout history, it was, you know, people were always growing on their own soul level, but we're in a time where we seem to all be doing it together and it's really moving fast. It feels like it's right on our heels sometimes, and it will. It's going to feel that way. It's a very important time to really let go of the past, because the past is the past. It's gone. It's done. Now, when he talked about moving those blocks and those new possibilities and exploring those options that you didn't realize were there. You know, every moment that you have, you can change your intention and your mind. You can change it positively and you can change it not so positively. So each moment, if you find that you're caught in that negative time, just immediately just change your thoughts. Like, no, I'm looking for a new opportunity that will be more positive for where I'm going in the future. That's a simple thing that you can claim and put out there. And ask for those signs and those confirmations and those validations from wherever they may come in. And they come in very creatively. Now, creativity is very much our second chakra. Our second chakra is creativity. And I asked Raphael, what about this creativity? And he said, we need to explore unexplored, like new ways that are self-expression that you have not tried. You know, try out, you know, unfamiliar ways of self-expression. It helps move things that are really, really stuck and gets that energy flowing. He also is saying, use that color. Focus, wear the color, have the color around you. When you're working with creativity and you want something to start moving that feels stuck with creativity or self-expression, use the color orange. Orange is the color of the second chakra, but it will help things. I mean, there's an energy to it. It's vibrant. It's creative. It's a vitality color. Okay. You may feel stuck in relationships. That's going to be second chakra too, but it's a very creative new birth chakra, and it's perfect for what's going on. We are birthing something new here. It's a new beginning of a lot of things. No, you're not going to know all the answers. That's why you want to trust into your higher self and connect with the universal energies and the divine that's there to guide you. You haven't been just thrown down here and ignored. When you feel isolated, you're disconnected from it. It's just a simple matter of turning around and looking for something in a brighter light and saying, you know what? It feels pretty gloomy right now, but I know there's a bright spot somewhere. Find it, grab it, embrace it, and have gratitude for it. And before you know it, you'll start to feel a little better. And then take another step a little higher and another step a little higher and even more, and just keep going. Now, those possibilities are out there, and you're going to find that there's so many choices. I have no idea what to do. Don't let that frighten you. Don't let that overwhelm you. And don't feel like there's no choice at all to make, or you'll never make one. You don't want to be there either. Ask for a sneak peek or a preview. Believe it or not, you know what? I've done that. I was like, can I have a preview of maybe that one? I just to help you. Ask the angels for that. Ask divine to give you a little bit more of a nudge on, you know, what would help align you with your higher self and your divine essence of who you really are and why you came here. You'll find that it'll open up quite quickly. And then you're looking for, and if you're looking for clues on what needs to change or tweak, remember, you're looking for, what is my life reflecting back to me? What is it? And if it's something, you know, you feel like you just don't want to go there, that's probably exactly where you want to go. If you feel like it's too much for you to do by yourself, don't hesitate to ask for guidance and assistance by someone just to help you sort it out, not to tell you what to do. We are very much not in a time of telling you what to do here. I know I'm not. I'm here to guide you, and I really am here to keep everybody going and get through it. And it's like, you know, you're going to do this. You're going to be able to do this. There's nothing more empowering than knowing that you chose and you believed in yourself and you found your way through it. To me, that is what I should be doing as a teacher to help you, not tell you how to think and tell you where to go. I want everyone to know that you have possibilities beyond your imagination with what's happening out there. You can change this. You will start to manifest as you grow and push into a more positive vibe. You will find that everything that reflects back to you changes too. Everything. And there's a lot that you can look forward to when you start to see those little glimpses here and there. Hang in there. Detox if you need to. That always helps lift your frequency and helps you release things. You may want to do it more often than not. Do it safely and listen to your intuition. Listen to what's driving. What do you feel so magnetically pulled and drawn to? Find your way to be creative and self-express yourself, because that's important right now. And ask Raphael to help guide you gently. He'll nudge you. He'll keep giving you nudges on what you need to do. And always, always know that you are loved and you're worthy of everything you could possibly imagine. Everybody is. There's a lot of good healing coming. July is a month to look forward to in very positive ways. So start taking your notes and get a plan together and dump that wheelbarrow. Just get rid of whatever you're carrying around. You don't need it anymore. It's time for that to go away. If you are new to the show and you want to learn a little bit more about what I do, you can go to my website, jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. I have free guided meditations over there to get you started. I have my workshops over there that you can check out, my upcoming show listings. And if you sign up for my weekly newsletter. We always have a free energy balancing gift that you'll receive for that to just help get you going. And it's all about love, guys. It's all about helping you know that you can love yourself in very positive ways. And when you do that and you tend to being the healthiest person you can be, now you have healed the world in your special way. And with that, I wish everyone much love, happiness. I send you a big burst of great, good energy vibes to help you along your way. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.